Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and home shopping network, capital of the world, and boy are we proud, St. Petersburg, Florida. Something was seriously missing from the second episode of the second season of Fox's drama Lie to Me, punishment for Hayley McFarland's character, Emily Lightman. Emily, who plays, well, not Emily, but Hayley, who plays a young high school student on the show, lied to her father, Dr. Cal Lightman. Well, I guess it's Emily. I'm confused as you are. Anyway, she lied to her father, Dr. Cal Lightman, played by Tim Roth, about some pretty serious stuff after a classmate of hers was apparently raped at a college frat house party by a star athlete. Here, just listen to this clip.
Is Susan the kind of girl that would make up a story like this?
I don't know her very well.
What kind of things do you hear that goes on at these frat parties then?
I've never been to one, so I can tell you.
You wouldn't be dodging my questions, would you then?
No, I'm not dodging the question.
Okay. So the girls who go to these parties, right? Are they? Do they lie about their age, or are they open about it?
Dad, I told you I've never been to one.
But.
But what?
No, you tell me.
Okay, I've been to A&M a couple times, but just like bars, you know, nothing.
Excuse me?
It's not a big deal. Where's Mom?
She'll be home in a minute. She drives like a Quaker.
I'd never go to a frat party, okay? Those things get crazy.
What, as opposed to a pub?
Not a pub, Dad. A bar. A college bar. And one with bouncers and a million other people. I mean, it's totally different from a frat party. And I mean, I don't even go to drink. I just want to listen to the music.
Really?
Really.
Oh. So how'd you get in then? Hey? What? What's in the drawer?
Nothing.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
What's in the drawer, darling?
Nothing.
What's in the drawer?
Nothing.
Excuse me.
Dad, please.
Yeah.
Dad, that's private. Dad, stop. Dad, that's private, Dad.
Oh, really?
That's such a violation.
Yeah, well, your mom's a lawyer. Sue me.
Come on, you have no right to do this. Dad, I'm serious. Come on.
What is, Emily? Or, should I say, Cammy Schwartz?
Everyone my age is fake IDs.
Really? And your social calendar demands too, does it?
Dad, come on, that's just a jewelry box.
Oh, what'd I miss?
I hope for your sake, these are just Tic Tacs.
Okay, they weren't Tic Tacs, and I have to say that if that happened in my house, my teen would be grounded, probably for life. But Hayley has probably behaved worse on TV. After all, Lie to Me is just one of this young actress's recurring gigs. She's also on Showtime's United States of Tara, starring Toni Collette. On Tara, Hayley plays the best friend of Tara's son. Hayley, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, how's it going?
Going okay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Quite a career you got going there.
yeah, you know, I'm trying. I'm having a good time.
Now, I wasn't sure. Should I have introduced you as Cammy Schwartz or Hayley?
Right. No, Hayley's good.
So you had a pretty big night last night. That was a pretty big episode for you.
Yeah. It was cool.
How did it, you know, How did you respond when you found out that you'd have a much bigger part in this episode than, you know, maybe is typical week to week?
I was excited. I was glad that I could work with like both Tim and Jennifer, you know, my mom and dad, because I didn't get to do that much with my mom last season, so mm-hmm. it was kind of fun to do a little bit more with her.
Mm. Well, of course, last season was kind of a short season.
Right.
You guys started mid to late season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to ask you, Tim Roth, of course, plays your dad on Lie to Me. In what ways, if any, is he similar or different from your actual dad?
You mean Tim, like the person, or is like the character?
that opened up the whole new door. I was thinking
in
the character.
In real life,
but,
or, on, you know, in the show?
In the show.
Oh, in the show, I guess just he's like, you know, really protective of me, and like any dad, so just that kind of thing.
Now, if you heard the introduction, I mentioned that if my daughter had pulled some of the stuff that your character did, mm-hmm. there'd be a little punishment involved. Would that be the same in your house?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they'd like send me to the convent or something.
Oh, wait, I got to write that down because I want to pull that on my daughter. Thank you.
Oh, me and my brother, like if we ever got in any kind of serious trouble, I'd be sent to the convent and he would be sent to military school.
Ooh.
Those are the two big threats in my house.
I'd say you get the better half of that deal.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And I'm also curious, when we're talking about Tim, have you ever seen his biggest moments on screen from Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs, or are you still too young for that?
No, I saw Pulp Fiction before I started on Lie to Me, and so I was kind of nervous going to meet him because I was afraid he was going to be really mean or something like that. So, but he was great, luckily.
I would, you know, it's funny. He's not a big guy, but when you see that, when that's your introduction to him, yeah, mm-hmm. I would think I'd be kind of intimidated to spend any time around him.
Yeah.
And then now you just you as you said you didn't get to play a lot with Jennifer last season.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen her in Flashdance?
I haven't yet, but I know everybody asking that, and I haven't yet, and I should. I did see her and Tim were in another movie before they worked together in a movie called Four Rooms.
Oh,
and
sure.
I saw that, and it was, you know, it was cool to see them working together then, because they play.
That
really
was cool. That was another Tarantino movie, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he played like a bellhop or something, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, if you've seen Tim in Pulp Fiction, you have to see her in Flashdance. I think to fully appreciate the folks that you're working with.
Okay, sure. I'll put it on my list.
Okay. I would guess that among the Lie to Me cast, that the person who can probably most relate to your experience of you know, achieving so much success so young, it would be probably Monica Raymond, who performed all through high school and landed this role right out of, I think, Juilliard, if my memory is correct.
Yeah.
I don't know how many scenes you've had with her, but, you know, have you had any opportunity to talk to her or about these kind of things?
Oh, yeah, she's been really, you know, nice to me. They all have. since I'm, like, the youngest on the, I'm sure it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like since I'm the youngest, they've all, I don't know, they've been really nice to me, really welcoming. So.
Well, the churches don't corrupt, so they keep treating you nicely.
Right, right.
Well, before we go on, I have another clip from last night's show, and for folks listening, this is Hayley McFarland and Tim Roth as father and daughter. This is kind of the follow-up to the scene that we heard just a minute ago. So, Hayley, if you'll bear with me, this is from Lie to Me.
You're using birth control pills? Hey? Listen, sweetheart, do you realize there's consequences for your actions, right? There's consequences to going to frat parties, there's consequences to hanging out with older boys, there's consequences to having these,
well,
right?
Well, there's consequences to not having those, too.
You just read me. You swore you would never do that, and you just did.
Oi!
Don't go through my things ever again.
Well, that went well.
Don't be mad at her.
I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at you for not telling me.
She feels like she can't talk to you about these things.
Why?
Well, because when you read her, she feels like you're judging her.
And that, of course, is Jennifer Beals playing Haley's mom on the show. I've had Monica Raymond and Kelly Williams, who's also on the show, mm-hmm. both on Mr. Media, and they both admitted that there are times that they can't understand a word Tim is saying. Have you had that issue?
A couple times. There'll be, like, phrases that he'll use that just, I have no idea what they mean. But from England. I don't know, I guess stuff from when he was growing up. But I do the same thing because I'm from Oklahoma, and mm-hmm. sometimes I'll say, like, certain, I don't know, southern things, and people can't understand the word I'm saying, so.
Well, in the show last night, he says to you, he says, your mother's a lawyer, so sue me. And I have to tell you, I listened twice because it sounded like he said, your mother's a liar, so sue me. And I thought, well,
oh.
Why would he be saying that she's a liar? I thought, yeah. Oh, right, lawyer, sue me, sure, that makes sense. So how different is life in Hollywood from life in Oklahoma?
It's pretty different, yeah. it was an adjustment, but we moved here almost 2 years ago, so.
And did your family come out for your career, or was that secondary to something?
Yeah, partly yes, and partly it was just kind of time for a change, so.
If I can ask, what do your folks do?
My mom was a nurse for 25 years, and then she retired, and her and me and my brother came out here.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Cool. And is your brother older or younger?
He's older. He wants to do, like sound or something like that, but he wants to, do behind-the-scenes kind of stuff and production. I don't know.
Very cool. And
yeah.
Where do you want to go with all this? Do you want to work for a while and go back to more traditional school situation? Do you want to continue to work? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm just hoping to keep working. I'd like to, do movies eventually. I think that'd be fun.
Hmm. Is there anyone whose career that you look at and say, yeah, that's kind of what I'd like to do?
I like Ellen Page's career. She, she's a really interesting roles, I think. And
that was exactly who I was going to ask you about. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah. I like her career, and maybe Natalie Portman. Like her too.
Another good one. Hey, you can't go wrong than being a princess and a senator in a Star Wars movie. You know.
That's true. Yeah.
Success seemingly has come very quickly to you. I mean, but do you feel successful? And, how does your family treat you with all this going on?
Oh, they treat me pretty much the same. I mean, I feel like I have a lot more to do. I have a lot more dues to pay or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Well, and Haley, and I'm going to ask you about Tara in a minute, but which show came first for you? Which did you get on first, Tara or Lie to Me?
United States of Tara, I did. And since I'm a series regular on Lie to Me now, I couldn't do the second season of Tara. So that was, it's a little upsetting, but
oh.
Yeah.
bummer. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, if you were able to come back, but I guess that's the answer
no.
to that question.
Unfortunately, no.
You you still, I'm guessing you were probably pretty excited to see Toni Collette win the Emmy.
Yeah, yeah, that was awesome. She did, you know, an amazing job in that show. Hmm.
So you don't get to even go back and maybe, you know, close out your character or anything? Do you know what?
Nope. not this season, at least.
That poor boy is just going to be in a, just a world of hurt without you around to at least talk to.
I know. I think they found him a new friend, so.
Well, yeah. Based on what we know about that kid so far, that couldn't have been easy.
No.
So how did you get the role on Lie to Me? And, well, how did you get the role on each show, actually? Why don't we start with Tara, then?
For Tara, I just, like, auditioned. They just put me on tape, and I got that. So, but for Lie to Me, it started out when they did the pilot, another girl had the role, but then she got a movie, I think, and they had to recast her because it conflicted with their shooting schedule. So I was lucky enough to just get in on that.
Wow, that worked out really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always kind of curious about this. You have kind of a featured role on Lie to Me. Obviously, you're not in every scene, you know, as the adults are and the investigators. Do you, like, as you project out the next 3 or 4 weeks, how much will you actually be working on the show?
Well, like, I had this whole last month I had off because I wasn't in a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm back next week, too. So it's
Kind
of, yeah, on and off.
Do you know very far ahead how that's going to work? And how does that affect, you know, school and family and everything else?
Well, I knew that I would have a month off, so
okay.
I could kind of, I had to plan out, I had to get my wisdom teeth removed, so
ooh,
that
poor
was,
kid.
Yeah, so that was a perfect time to do that.
Oh, you know what, now that I think about that, I think that's when we were originally scheduled to talk, and then
and I was out of commission.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I've been through that. And, you know, Haley, I don't actually know, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were much younger than that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So are you still in school or are you done with school?
I graduated last summer. But I decided to take this semester off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to start back again in the spring.
So you're attending college in the spring?
I think I'm, yeah, just a couple classes because I don't know how busy the, you know, shooting schedule will keep me.
Right.
But I'd like keep going a little bit, and I think my mom would like that too.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because I honestly did think you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was asking you some things based on thinking that you were younger than you are. but, you know, and it's so common to hear stories of young actors and actresses who start, you know, very, very young or, you know, with, you know, a bare minimum and then find themselves quite, rich or often in trouble in Hollywood. You know, do you see at 18 then a lot of temptations around you?
I guess so. But I try and stay pretty grounded. I have good friends and good family, so, you know, I think I like to think I have my head on pretty straight, so.
Are there people, either family or people you've met through the shows who've, you know, been helpful in that regard and you know, talked to you about, you know, staying out of trouble? I know I've talked to, I'll give you an example. I've talked to some of the young people who are on Secret Life of the American Teenager and Make It or Break It, things like that. And, you know, they've said that they feel a little extra pressure being on like an ABC Family type of show. mm-hmm. on that network, which is part of Disney, to stay, to really think about what they do when they're off the set. And Fox is a little different, but, you know, because of your age, I just wonder if that, you know, if they talk to you about that, or you're just kind of on your own?
I think Monica's, you know, been pretty, like, she's given me some good advice, and I guess I've always been pretty motivated. Like, I know what I want to do, and I don't want to lose my sense of direction, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right. Well, so when you're not working, how do you spend your time? And I'm guessing that you're not out shooting pool or running numbers or beating up school crossing guards.
No.
What do you like to do?
I like to read. That sounds kind of lame.
No, not at all.
Me and my friends, we go and see a lot of movies. We go bowling. We like to bowl.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. And I've just,
All right. And then looking over your background, you've appeared in two more shows that are favorites, certainly around our house, 24, in which I see that you played a girl named Emily, by coincidence.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pushing Daisies. There couldn't be two more different shows, I don't think. Can you tell us anything about either or both of those shows?
Well, 24 was really cool. That's one of my mom and my brother's favorite shows. So they were really excited when I did that. I got to be in a car crash. And so that was the first, like, sort of stunt kind of thing I'd ever done. So that was neat. There's lots of, you know, screaming, and they had, like, people were kidnapping my dad in it. In the scene. And so they had like these big like AK-47s, and they were shooting off the guns in the middle of downtown LA, and it was a cool day.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Pushing Daisies. I was a runaway. Like, I ran away to the circus, and then people ended up dying for some reason, and I was hiding, and I hid in a monkey suit for some reason. I was in like this big pink monkey suit. And so that was cool. I shot those like around the same time. So it was, it was a cool summer.
Well, and Pushing Daisies, you've got the explosions on 24. Pushing Daisies, the big colorful sets, the crazy, mm-hmm. crazy plots. And then, you know, someone else there, I guess, Kristen Chenoweth also won the Emmy.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that's
she's from Oklahoma too, so I'd yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
Mhm.
Well, so what's next? Have you beyond obviously being committed to the season of Lie to Me? Have you booked any other work ahead?
During this break this month, I've been shooting an episode of Medium. Yeah, so I'm finishing that up and this week, and then going back to Lie to Me next week. So for now, like in the future, I'm just doing Lie to Me. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, folks, you can catch Haley McFarlane in new episodes of Lie to Me on Fox every Monday night at 9 p.m. right after House. And you can catch up on the episodes you missed at Hulu.com. Or order the first season DVDs of both Lie to Me or United States of Terror at MR Media, MrMedia.com. And Haley, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Continued good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And for more interviews with the cast of Lie to Me, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Kelly Williams, Monica Raymond, and many more of your favorite TV stars. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, blogcritics.org, True Slant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, Mediafly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, and let's hear a little bit more of Hayley McFarland and Tim Roth on Lie to Me.
Come on.
How you doing, love?
I'm just thinking about Susan. She's not my mom, and our dad's in prison. What's gonna happen to her?
I don't know, love. I don't know.
Like, she's just excited that the older girls liked her. But I was excited that they liked me. Now, man's dead. Susan doesn't have any family. How'd all this get so messed up?
See, this is what I mean about consequences, love. You can't predict them. And when it comes to you, that's what scares me the most. Yeah.